Now it's sermon time. We're pleased to have Brother Fang Xie, who's giving a sermon today. Brother Fang Xie is currently studying in Trinity Seminary in Chicago. We have a brief introduction in today's bulletin, so you can look at about him. His sermon title today is Build Your Life on Solid Rock. 今天我们请到了谢法弟兄，给我们做正道。谢法弟兄现在在三一福音神学院进修，道学硕士学位。读报上有关于他的介绍。他经济正道的题目是将生命建基于稳固的磐石。请。
好，弟兄姐妹平安。
To all of you brothers and sisters,
我们先有一个祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have a prayer together.
亲爱的救主，我们感谢你今天来到我们当中，你参与我们的敬拜，你是我们敬拜的对象。
We thank you, invite all of us come to you, this temple, and we can worship you together.
求主，当我们解开你话语的时候，求你亲自对我们说话。
Lowy, when you're trying to examine your words, like we ask you to speak to every one of us.
求神的圣灵在我们里面工作。
We pray that your Holy Spirit work with us today.
使我们每一个听的人心里柔软，向你敞开。
So everyone here can actually open their hearts and listen to you.
求主也照顾你仆人的嘴巴。
Also, have blessing on your servant's lips.
求主使孩子只说你要孩子说的话。
So I can speak directly from your mind.
以上祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我要分享的信息是来自马太福音7:24-27。如果各位手头有圣经的话，请翻到马太福音7:24-27。
So the message I want to share with you comes directly from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. So you have a Bible, which you'll be able to turn out those passages, or we can examine those verses together.
好，我们一起来读。
So let's read it together.
所以，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人，把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹。撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。需要用英文再读一遍吗
？So we can read in English together.Matthew 7:24-27.
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the stream rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock.But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew, and again, and it fell with a great crash. 我不晓得各位有没有看到过倒塌的房子。
I'm wondering, have you seen a house that fell?
从我来的地方就是中国大陆，每天的建设很快，所以不停的拆房子。
So from the place I came from, that's China, and there's a lot of time you have a building being torn down and rebuilt again.
很多时候我们走在马路上，看见旁边的房子上有红的油漆，大大的写着"拆"字，我们就知道这个房子快要被拆掉了。
So a lot of time I walk down the street, there's a red sign saying being torn down. I know the house will be torn down very quickly.
所以我小的时候常常有恶作剧，就是用粉笔在别人的门上写了"拆"字。
So a lot of times when I was a kid, I always want to play game that putting on a like tear down signs in front of other people's house.
然后那个房主任第二天早上打开门一看，吓了一大跳，什么？我这要拆迁。
And then the owner will be really surprised. Am I going to be the house will be torn down and move some other places?
但是这种拆迁并不是刚才我们读的圣经里说到的。这个倒塌的房子。
So this time of tearing down is really not what this verse is referring to.
那我看到过很多倒塌的房子，我也在地震的时候去过四川，我也在那里看到倒塌的房子。
I witnessed a lot of houses that fell down, and especially in province of Sichuan, like a lot of houses just like that fell and collapsed.
但是我相信有一种倒塌的房子是很多人都没有见过的。就是一个大楼完整的倒在地上。
But I believe most of you probably won't seen a like this scenario that I'm describing to you. A whole building just fell flat on the ground.
对，就是现在看到的这个图片，你看到这个大楼是整体的倒在地上。
Just like you've seen from this picture, a whole building just fell flat on the ground.
这个不是在拆迁。
This is not a building that fell because of the activity of tearing down.
这是发生在我每天上班上下班路过的那个马路的旁边。
This just happened on the road to my office every day. It's just on the, beside the road when it happened.
这是一个事故。
This is actually a accident.
那官方的解释为什么这个房子会倒掉呢
？That was a report, official report about why the building fell.
不是所有的上海市民都相信那个官方报告。
Not a lot of citizens in Shanghai believe what official report is describing.
但是官方是这样讲的。他说，因为这个房子，造在那个店浦河，那个河的边上，而这个河边的土质比较松软。
The official report was reporting that the house is building on the sand next to a river. It's very soft.
你们可以在这个图上看到这条店浦河。
You can see the river next to it. Dianpu River.
所以当那个造房子挖地基挖出来的这个建筑垃圾堆在河的一侧的时候它和房子下面的那个地基产生了一个压力差一个不同的压力
So when they start actually excavating from the river some of those debris was mixed with the sand and they create some pressure difference in the foundation for the building
所以这个房子的下面的这个地基就像跷跷板一样沉下去了，这个房子就倒掉了。
So the foundation, as you examine, it's almost like a seesaw. So when they build the building over there, you know the way you're going to tip, the building will fall flat.
所以这个报告出来的时候，很多的人都不相信，说这个房子下面怎么可以像跷跷板一样，这个房子就倒掉？那以后拆迁就要把坦克开过去停在旁边，然后下面就产生跷跷板，房子就倒掉了，就不用花钱请人来拆了。
As you probably know, if you actually believe the official report, the foundation is like a seesaw. The next time you build a building, why don't you just put a tank, a solid tank next to the building? The building won't, then the building won't fall.
当然，也有很多的专家说这个是事实。
A lot of experts believe this is the truth. Why the building felt like that?
所以我看到这个新闻的时候，我就想起马太福音七章二十七节里面讲到这个倒塌的房屋。
So when I saw this event, I truly believe what is described in this passage we just read.
我们造一幢大楼是希望它能够住人，它能够发挥一个建筑物的用处。
When this building being erected, what we want is the building can really fulfill its function and can actually have people live in it.
像这样的一幢大楼，它已经没有任何的用处。
So when a building fell flat like that, you see that there's really no function that it can do in the future.
不但如此，整个小区的房价都跌了非常的多。很多买了房子的人都要退房，因为他们不敢再住在这个小区里面。
A lot of actually after that, the price around the scenario, the surrounding area probably will fall because of the building.
主耶稣用造房子这样的一个比喻来描述我们每一个人的生命。
So Jesus uses sort of a parable of building a building for us to describe the life of a Christian.
因为每个人被上帝所造，神对我们都有他的旨意和他的计划。
As a Christian, there's always purpose in our life that based on God's mind.
如果我们没有建立正确的根基，按照耶稣所说，我们的一生像这个房子会倒塌，而且倒塌的很大。
So, as a result of that, if we don't have a very correct foundation, then our life would not have a very good purpose and value, and then it will just fall like this.
所以我们谁都不想让自己的生命像这个房子一样，我们花了很多时间去建造，但是它却倒塌了。
So we don't want our life to be like that. We spend a lot of time to build our life, and we don't want our life to fall just like this building.
所以我们来查考一下这段经文，啊，看看我们怎样可以让我们的生命有更深的根基，不会倒塌。
So let's examine this passage that we can have a good understanding of the foundation. So this house that we're building is not going to fall.
那首先从这段经文，我们看到第一个方面是我们对圣经的态度，关乎我们的生命和永恒。
The first thing we want to examine is really our attitude toward this Bible, which is relating to our life and our eternity.
我们首先要回答的是，我们在看这段经文的时候。我们要首先要回答的是，耶稣的这个比喻针对的是一个什么样的问题
？First of all, we want to understand what is parables. What kind of question this parable is trying to for us to answer.
这段经文的开头，前面两个字是所以。
As you read the beginning of the passage, started out with therefore.
这说明它是另一个事情、另一个现象的原因。
So this actually was what this event actually is a result of some other matter or some other things.
那么是什么事呢？我们就要往前面看。
So we need to look up the verses before this to understand what is referring to.
耶稣在二十一节说：“凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国；唯独遵行我天父旨意的人，才能够进去。”
In verses 21, it says, "Who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdoms of heaven? But only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
所以耶稣后面讲到这个比喻的时候，他用所以作为连结，是为了解释二十一节里面耶稣所抛出的话题。
So when he was using therefore, it's trying to relating to what was described in verses 21.
所以换句话说，不是每一个自称是基督徒的人都能够得救。
So it means not all the Christian who say who's a Christian is can be saved.
这是一个很可怕的事实。
So you can think about this probably a very dreadful statement.
我们如果做了一辈子的基督徒，花了很多的时间在教会里面。
So we've been a Christian for our life and spend a lot of time in the church.
最后到了主的面前，主却说他不认识我。
At the end of it, you come to meet with the Lord and he said he did not know you.
换句话说，我可能今生在教会享受教会的温暖，享受弟兄姐妹之间的爱，甚至我也产生一些宗教的情感，但是却没有永恒。我的结局和不信主的人一样。
In other words, after you spend all your life in the church, enjoying the warmth in the church, and able to also share the love between brothers and sisters, and also you start to develop some affection with this so-called religion, but at the end of it, you do not have the eternity.
这是一个很可怜的结局。我想，凡是对信仰认真的基督徒都不愿意自己是这样的结局。
So this is such a pitiful result, and all of us Christians doesn't want to be end up like that.
那么，耶稣认识的人，他说我认识你，和他说我不认识你，这两种人，他们都称耶稣为主，他们的区别在哪里呢
？So what is the difference between those two kinds of people? One is the kind of people that Jesus says, I know you. The other kind of people is that Jesus describes as, I don't know you. What are the difference between these two group of people?
我们从这里二十一节还有二十四节的这个比喻当中，我们看到他们的区别就是是否遵行天父的旨意。
So as you study from verses 21 and 27, you can clearly understand the differences whether those people actually will put in practice of God's words.
耶稣进一步用这个比喻说，第一种人是听见我的话就去行的，结局是房子总不倒塌，耶稣也认识他。
So the first group of people is who believe in God's words also put it in practice, and their house will be strong and would not will not fall.
耶稣也认识他。
And Jesus also know them too.
第二种人是听见我这话不去行的。
The second kind of people is listen to the, hear the words, but they didn't put the words in practice.
他的房子倒塌得很大，耶稣也不认识他。
And the consequence, the house, will fall, into big crash, and then Jesus would not know them.
区别在哪里？
So, brother and sister, what is the difference?
是在于这个人对神话语的态度。
So it is really the attitude of this person about the word that he healed from God.
在于他得到神的话之后，是立刻遵行，还是以后再说？
The key point is after he heard the words of God, does it put that into practice right away or not?
他把神的话语是当作命令，还是当作一个建议
？So does that person treat God's words as a command or just a recommendation or suggestion？
那有人听到这里会说，那好像和因信称义好像冲突了。
So when you kind of come to this understanding, you kind of figure out maybe there's conflict with what we call justified by faith。
因信称义就是在罗马书里面讲到，只要我口里承认。心里相信就可以得救，对不对
？It's what's recorded in Romans, as we all believe. It is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved.
现在你又告诉我，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Now you're telling me the only person who can enter the kingdom is the one that is putting the practice of God's words.
这个就好像和一个垄断企业签合同。
It's just like you sign a contract with a company who has monopoly.
签的时候，一年只要付一点年费。
So when you sign a contract, you only need to pay a very small premium every year.
然后签了以后发现，其实还要付很多别的东西。
And after that, you sign a contract, you start to find out there's more than just a little premium you pay every year.
我刚刚信主的时候，别人告诉我基督徒。不能做这个，不能做那个，应该做这个，应该做那个，我就产生这样的观念。
Well, so when I become a believer, I was told things that I can do and things I cannot do, and I have that kind of feeling.
所以我想解释这个问题。
So I'd like to exploit this idea a little bit further.
第一，我们在传福音的时候要强调基督徒的信，包括认罪悔改，也包括乐意按照神的旨意而生活。
So first, I want to emphasize is when we start to spread the gospel, we need to focus on faith. Not only that, we only need to know that we need to focus. We need to emphasize repentance and confessions. Also, follow God's will to live.
而不只是在理智上的理解和认同。
It's not just a understanding. Or a head knowledge, so to speak.
也不只是一个接受祷告。
It's not also just a prayer that you receive God's words.
很多时候我们为一个接受祷告就以为皆大欢喜，这个已经到了一个就像王子与公主一样的美好结局。
So a lot of time you think the conversion prayer is that the end of it, and then you have a different consequence than what you originally believe.
圣经告诉我们的信心不只是认同和同意。
What Bible tells us, the faith is not just agreement with what God says.
圣经说鬼魔也信，却是战惊。雅各书二章十九节。
And then Bible says, the demons also believe, but they shudder.
因为魔鬼并没有立志遵行神的旨意。
Because demon doesn't set up their mind to follow God's words.
所以第一点就是信心不单只是认同，信心也是。全人的降服。
So I want to emphasize is the faith is not a recognition of God's words, also is a complete repentance and submission.
第二，真信心一定会带来行为的改变。
The second thing I want to share with you is the true faith will lead to the change of your behavior.
因为圣灵因着救恩住在我们的里面，圣灵在里面重生我们，并且改变我们。
So as because of our salvation.Holy Spirit live in us, and then because of that, we are being reborn.
一个重生的灵一定会渴慕神的同在，会渴慕讨神的喜悦。
So a reborn spirit would like to have a presence of God, and also like desire to win God's please.
然后第三，我们回到这个比喻当中，耶稣的强调是两者的差别是就去行和不去行。
And then we need to find out the third point is there's a big difference between put in practice and not to put in practice.
耶稣没有说倒塌是因为他们行得好或者行不好。
And what caused the building to fall, Jesus didn't say it's because they did not accomplish something he wanted them to accomplish.
你知道这两者的区别吗？
Do you know the difference between these two things that I just described?
去不去行是态度。
Whether you want to put it in practice or not is purely a matter of attitude.
而行不行得出来是结果。
And whether you can accomplish something is the end result that we're seeking.
神看重我们的内心，而不是单看我们的结果。
God value our heart. He doesn't value as much about the end result.
我们可能因为内心的软弱、才干的限制、魔鬼的攻击，我们立志去行，但是最后我们还是失败了。
There's a lot of things that will influence our results, such as our abilities and maybe the weakness in our heart that we couldn't reach what we want to reach.
但是神看重我们去行的态度。
But God really values our attitude to put in practice of His words.
而且我自身的经验表明，只要我们愿意去行，圣灵和神的大能会与我们同在，会保守我们。
As I also witnessed in my life, as long as you have a heart to put it in practice, the Holy Spirit will continue to help us for us in our life.
但很多时候我们用人的眼光自以为看到了结局，所以就不愿意去行。
A lot of time, we saw the end result from our own mind, and then we don't want to put things in practice, or not to practice what God wants us to do.
我们会对自己说，人人都在搞关系，如果我不去搞，怎么搞得过人家呢？
So when people are saying they're all trying to manage all relationship around you, if you don't do it, then how would I be able to live in this complicated society?
所以弟兄姐妹，耶稣讲这个比喻所针对的问题是我们对神的话语是必定遵行的态度，还是能行则行的态度。
So the key question to us in this parable is regarding to God's word, do we treat God's word as a command or we do itJust like whether we want to do it or not.
耶稣讲到我们爱人如己的时候，它是一个命令还是一个建议？
When Jesus said we need to love our neighbors ourselves, do you treat that as a command or you treat it as just a recommendation?
将福音传到地极是耶稣对他门徒的命令还是一个建议？
When we want to proclaim gospel to the end of this earth, is it just a command or is it a recommendation?
彼得讲到每一个人。每一个信徒都是君尊的祭司，这是一个事实客观事实的陈述，还是对我们身份的建议
？So when Peter mentioned that every Christian is a priest, is it just a objective command or is it just a recommendation?
很多基督徒把命令当作建议。
A lot of Christians treat command as simply as a suggestion.
他们常常想这是有感动的人才去做的事情。
A lot of time they believe those are things that.People would do if they are being touched.
我没有感动，所以我不需要做。
If I'm not being touched by the Spirit, then I would not do it.
但是很多的命令是命令，它不是单单给那些有感动的人的建议。
So a lot of time, in command is a command for everyone. It's not just a command who actually have their heart touched.
我们很多时候对神的命令挑挑拣拣，把自己的愿望放在比神更高的权柄之上。
A lot of time we pick and choose God's command for us, and then just do whatever we want to do.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们这样做的话，我们还是你还是自己的神，你的权柄高过主的权柄。
Brother and sister, if you do that, then you become your own God because your own authority is higher than God's authority.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们对神的话语，也就是圣经，我们存怎样的态度和心智，这是关乎我们的信仰是否真实。也关乎我们能否进入永恒的问题。
So, brother and sister, by the way we treat our Bible, the words in the Bible is really relating to our life and our eternity.
然后第二点，我们从这段经文里面看到，神容许各样的试炼来挑战我们的生命。
Second thing we want to is also God allow everything to happen in our life to challenge, to trial, and testing to challenge our life.
我们在耶稣的原话当中看到这两种人有两个共同点。
So when you see these two good people, there's two things they are in common.
第一，他们都在造房子。
First thing, they are all building houses.
第二，他们都会经历试验和考验，试炼和考验。
Second thing is they all experience trials in their life.
耶稣的用词是一模一样的。
And the description in the passage are exactly the same.
都是雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子。
And it was a rain, was a storm, and a wind. The same description.
那我们从第一个共同点来想，他们所造的房子是什么呢？
Then we first thing we want to examine what kind of house are they building?
是他们的事业吗？
Is it their career they are building up?
是他们在银行里的存款吗？
Or their deposit in the bank?
或者是他的私有产业？
Or maybe their career?
我想答案都不是。
I don't think those are the answers.
应该是我们在永恒之中的果效。
It's the what we strive to do for the eternity.
是我们最后可以带到神面前的东西。
It's the thing we can bring in front of our God.
上帝不会像我们的公司的老板一样，在最后给我们来一个 scorecard， 说你那天的quota 没有 meet。
It's God will not treat us like our boss, typical in this secular world. They give you a scorecard, letting you know how good you're doing.
因为我们在这世上所做的事情，所积累的东西，到我们死亡的时候都没有了。
Because everything we achieved in this world, they will all vanish eventually.
唯有我们是否遵循神的旨意，是否按照神的话语去做，我们会带入永恒。
So the only thing that we can carry into eternity is whether we fulfill and put practice God's words.
而神对我们这个生命房屋最终的期望，是要我们的生命有基督的形象。
The eventual thing that God wants us that we have an image of our God.
第二，他们都经历了试炼和考验。
Second thing, they all experience trials in their life.
即使是无神论者
，including atheists,
在他的生命中也会有艰难的时刻，使他对他的无神论信仰产生怀疑。
So they all have a challenge in their life, so they start to doubt their ideas.
完全的功利主义者也会有时候也会。向往真理和公义的宝贵。
Also, utilitarian also sometimes they will doubt because of trial and believe there's the value of truth and justice in this world.
在基督徒的生命中，这一点尤其如此。
Especially in Christian's life.
如果我们读过特蕾莎修女的传记，可以看到她的灵性当中有极其黑暗的时刻。
So if we study Mother Teresa's testimony, we know that she also had dark side of life.
对基督徒来说，我们的试炼就是有一些事情会来挑战我们是否仍然把神放在人生的最优先。
A lot of time, the challenge to us when the challenge come to us, do we put all the challenge in as a priority before God?
当我们毕业之后有了工作，我们的事业会想要取代神。
So when we graduate and our career, our job will replace God's position.
我们结婚有了家庭，家庭想要取代神。
When you marry, and then your family will be in place of God.
当我们有了孩子，孩子可能会取代神。
So when we have children, God may replace the position of God in our heart.
家人去世，失业裁员带来的情感低潮，也会想要取代神。
When our family member passed away or being laid off, losing job, and those kind of depression may sometimes replace God's position in our heart.
但是耶稣告诉我们说，如果我们对神的话语是就去行的态度，就会站立得稳。
But in this passage clearly stated that if we really put in practice God's words, then we can stand firmly.
其实这两个人无论在磐石和在沙地上造房子，都要花一定的功夫和时间才能把房子造好。
So these two group of people, whether they build their house on a rock or on the sand, they all need to spend time and energy to build the house.
即使后者的房子造起来很容易，但是他也得花时间。
Even though on the latter case, building a house on the sandstone, they still need to spend time to build the house.
但是耶稣并没有赞赏后者，说不错，你还是付了点努力造了个房子。
But Jesus didn't say praise the latter case. Hey, you also build a house as well.
耶稣说他就是倒塌了。
And the description on those is fell with a great crash.
当然，我们也知道这两者的功夫是不同的。
We know that the energy and time they spend on building the two houses for these two different group of people are different.
路加福音当中有同样的比喻，但是耶稣多说了一句话，说他深深的挖地。
In the second in Luke, our Gospel Luke, they all have the same parable, but in over there it says this person dig deeply.
这说明这是一个大规模、昂贵而且费力的工程。
This is described. This is a great, very expensive, and time-consuming construction.
所以要建固一个牢固的工程，需要付出相当的代价。
So if you want to have a very good, solid house, you need to spend time and energy.
如果我们以为自己礼拜天去教会，平时也去查经，又有点祷告就已经足够了，就以为自己的根基已经很牢固了。
If you think come to the church regularly or go to a Bible studies or maybe your prayer and reading the Bible, if you think those are that is sufficient,
那你就错了。
Then I believe your understanding is not correct.
因为我们在耶稣的比喻当中看到，这不是关键，关键是你有没有把你所听到的付诸实践。
As we study that, this is really not the key point. The key point is whether you put in practice what you have heard.
我们常常听到很多很在试炼当中很好的见证。
We a lot of time we heard a very good testimony from people that are in trial.
但是不是因为见证的结果好，所以我们要遵循神的话语。
It's not because of the result of the testimony that we want to follow God's words.
而是因为它就是神的话语。
Because what they witness is God's words itself.
在我的经历当中，我经历过按照神的话语行有好的结果，也经历过有不好的结果。
Well, in my own experience, I know that there's a also good and bad consequence if you follow God's words.
我在刚刚去当老师的时候
，When I started a job being a teacher,
我刚刚上任，系主任给我一个任务。
When I the first day the department head gave me an assignment to do.
就是让我伪造一个两年前的教学大纲。
He wanted me to forge a syllabus for a classes that was held 2 years ago.
因为教育部门要来评估。
Because the Department of Education is going to come here for an audit.
我们在国内高校工作过或者学习过的人都知道，评估是很可怕的事情。
We know that when it comes to an inspection for curriculum in the school, those are very severe matter.
他会挖地三尺，把你的教学记录都找出来。
They will examine all the record you would have.
而我们学校当时想申请本科。
Then,
本来是大专。
Our school want to raise from a professional school to a college.
那如果教学记录不全的话，就升不上去。
So if the record is not complete and the school cannot be, raised up to a college.
所以我开始的时候我就知道这个做伪证，这个是。违反实践。
So this is as I started out this, I know this is a false witness. This is against the Ten Commandments.
但我也不想刚入职的时候，全系的老师都知道新来的人假清高。
And when I got my first job, I don't want also people think that I'm pretending that I'm honorable and virtuous.
所以我常常打开 Word 写两行字，又把它关掉。
So a lot of time, I open my Microsoft Word and writing out two sentences and have to shut it down again.
我几乎都已经准备写下去了。
Almost gonna complete that syllabus as I was assigned.
但是神两次的提醒我。
But God has reminded me twice.
一次是在办公室里面，别的老师一边在作假，一边说：“这不就是作假吗？”
And that was just a conversation in the college that this really is false testimony.
第二次是在班车上，神对我说话：“你要顺服谁？”
And second time is on the bus to work. God spoke to me.
所以我终于鼓起勇气跟系主任说，这个我做不了。
So finally, I encouraged myself to speak to the department head. I cannot do this assignment.
他很通情达理，他说小谢很正直。
Then he was really understanding and tell me, yeah, you are quite rightful.
我找别的老师做。
I'll ask someone else to do it.
所以我听了这句话，心里还是不平安。
So I still have no peace in my heart.
我想总得要有人作假。
So still someone there have to forge the evidence.
作假后，学校通过评估成为本科院校，大家发奖金，我也有份。
So if that actually become true, and then everybody will get a reward after that.
所以我祷告跟神说我不做假，我也希望别人也不要做假。
So I pray to God that I don't want to forge this evidence. I also don't want someone else did that either.
结果第二天，另外一个老师忽然群发了一个 zip 文件，说以前的教学大纲都找到了。
And then the second day, one of the teachers was have an email sent out to everybody. It was a zip file. They found all the records.
从一个办公室的某一个抽屉的移动硬盘里面。
It was they found out one of the phone hard disk. They found this evidence of this syllabus for two classes 2 years ago.
我如释重负。
And I finally my burden was lightened.
我感恩是因为神为顺服他的结果负责，而且神听祷告。
I was thankful that God was helping us because we submitted to Him.
但是并不是每一次顺服神都皆大欢喜。
But not you don't always get a good consequence if you submit to God.
我大学的时候刚刚信主。
While I was in college, I became a believer.
神透过团契当中的姊妹告诉我，考试不应该作弊。
And from a fellowship, my fellow classmate told me that I shouldn't cheat in the exam.
因为之前我是作弊高手。
Because before that, I'm really just one of the experts of cheating in an exam.
我考完以后在学校 BBS 上发帖，说我这次是怎么做的。
So a lot of time I will just share my experience how to cheat the exam.
但是神透过那位姊妹告诉我不应该作弊，我决定顺服的时候，已经快要期末了。
Well, when my the sister told me that I shouldn't cheat, that it was probably till the end of the semester.
如果是学期开头告诉我，我这个学期一定会好好努力。
So if she told me that or convinced me, told me that in the beginning of semester, then I will really work hard for my classes.
所以那个学期我挂掉两门。
So at the end of semester, I flunked two classes.
当然我会质问神说，为什么不在学期开头的时候告诉我？
So I asked God this question, why didn't you tell me much earlier, like in the beginning of the semester?
这样的话，我那个学期就会多用功一点。
Then I can really study hard.
所以有的时候我们顺服神是好结果，有的时候顺服神是不好的结果。
So submission to God sometimes will result in either good or bad consequence.
但是神并不是评估我们的成果，而是评估我们是否有顺服神的心智和态度。
But God will not judge the end result. He values our attitude whether we follow Him or not.
无论这个结果最后是否合你的心意，只要你愿意去行，在神的眼中都是宝贵的。
Well, it doesn't matter what kind of end consequence is. What's valuing God's mind is whether you follow His words.
在我的身边有不愿意做假账而被调到更好的部门的弟兄姐妹。
There is evidence of that sister, fellow Christian, they doesn't want to do the forge evidence. They've been just put in some other places, much better, worse job.
也有因为不愿意做假账而被去调去管仓库的弟兄姐妹。
I'm sorry. Someone that actually being promoted because they have a forge evidence. There are also people that have forge evidence, but they were assigned to a much worse job.
也有因为妥协做了假账而保住他的职位的弟兄姐妹。
There's also that people that have the forge evidence, but they're able to keep their own job.
如果我们从结果去出发的话，我们会说那个升职的人是神所喜悦的，那个保住职位的人次之。如果那个被调去管仓库的人可能不是。
Well, a lot of time we see that if job based on the consequence, we say the one that's being promoted is someone who can please God, and maybe the one that wasn't get promoted did not please God. If we based on the judgment and end results.
但是神看重的是我们的心，是我们是否愿意遵循他的旨意，而不是事情的结果。
But God really value greatly is our attitude, whether we follow Him or not, but not the end results.
所以我们从这个比喻当中看到，我们结出什么样的果子，建造什么样的生命，在乎你对神话语的态度。
So a lot of time we can see that the really important thing is our attitude about God's words. And how do we have the fruit in our life?
如果你选择把根基立在磐石上，也就是听了神的话语就去遵行，那么你的房子会很牢固。
If you listen to God's words and follow Him, then the house you build will be really solid.
如果你选择把房子盖在沙土上，也就是听了神的话却没有去遵行， 那么你的房子就经不住考验，肯定会倒塌，只是迟早的问题。
So if you did not follow God's words, and then you build your house just on the sand, it will be a matter of time for the house to fall.
我们进一步可以读雅各书一章二十二节到二十四节。
We can continue read as recording from James chapter 1:22-24.
投影片上有。只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
James chapter 1:22-24. Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says.Is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like.
所以这里让我们看到，好像这世界上有三种人。
So when we look at examine these words, there appear to be three kinds of people.
第一种人是压根儿不照镜子的。
The first people is doesn't even want to look in the mirror.
所以这段经文就压根儿没有提。
So it doesn't describe in this passage.
因为这个经文是写给那些照镜子的人。
So this passage was describing for people actually looking in the mirror.
我们世界上有很多人是压根儿不照镜子。
So a lot of people in this world don't even look into the mirror.
他不知道自己是污秽的。
Doesn't know that they are blemished.
我们传福音的时候就是让他照镜子。
So when we spread gospel, we want people to look into the mirror.
让他看到自己在上帝面前是污秽。
So they know that in front of God.They have sins.
那对于照镜子的人来说，这里又有两种人。
So when people look in a mirror, then there's two different kinds of people.
那我们知道，我们照了镜子是希望整理一下，看看哪里不对劲。
So when you look in a mirror, the purpose to look at it is just look at ourselves. Something need to find out something need to be corrected.
彼得说有一种人是照了以后明明有问题，但是不调整就走了。
Well.Peter has described as people look in the mirror, even though something is not right, they would not make any corrections.
彼得说这样的人是自己欺哄自己。
And Peter says these are people that deceive themselves.
好像神的话语让我们看见内心的状况，反映我们本来的面目。
So God's words let us know and reflect ourselves.
但是呢，他看了以后，却自己告诉自己说，嗯，我还不错。
But when he looked in the mirror, examined himself, he said, I'm okay, still.
那么他怎么被欺骗了呢?
So how can he deceive himself?
他被自己的知识所欺骗了。
He was deceived by his own knowledge.
他好像什么道理都懂。
It appeared that he knows everything.
当别人问到关于基督教的问题的时候，关于比如说天主教跟基督教有什么区别啊？你们教会这个治理架构是怎样的呀？他可以讲得头头是道。
So a lot of time when he was consulted with what a difference between all church religions, what a difference between Christianity and maybe Catholics, and he can kind of explain that a little bit. Look like appear that he knows everything.
但是当神在透过他的话语让我们的生命发生改变的时候，他没有去遵行。
But when he was able to hear God's words, but he cannot put those words in practice.
所以这样的人虽然在照镜子。但是他被自己的知识所欺骗了。
But when these people look in the mirror, he was deceived by his own knowledge.
圣经告诉我们，如果我们不能够把自己所知道的知识行出来的话，我们的生命就是建立在沙土之上。
The Bible tells us if we do not put God's words in practice, and we are building our house on the sand.
比如说，圣经教导我们要爱人如己。
Like a Bible teaches us, we need to love neighbors like ourselves.
不错，我们都懂很多爱人如己的道理。
Of course, we all know that we need to love our neighbors as ourselves.
我们看到一些网上的案例，或者看到身边弟兄姐妹的争吵，我们可以教导他爱人如己。
So when you're seeing people that are quarrel together, we need to teach them how to love one another.
但是我们懂得告诉别人爱人如己，并不真的表示我能够爱人如己。
But we know how to teach people how to love one another, but it doesn't mean we know how we ourselves we know how to love one another.
只有当你在实际生活当中，当你碰到一些不可爱的人，仍然爱他的时候，才真正是一个聪明的人。
Only when you are actually practicing love to someone who is not so lovable, then you actually demonstrate you know how to love people.
你才是真真正正的把你的生命建造在磐石上。
And in only in that you can actually demonstrate you build your love, build your a house on a solid rock.
比如说有人得罪了你，你有没有去饶恕他呢？
So for example, if someone offends you, would you forgive him?
有的人性格不好，有很多的软弱，或者有很多人都讨厌他，你是不是真正的去接纳他呢？
So if some people have a very bad temperament and have something and have a weakness, would you accept him as himself?
我在上班的时候，原来我 team 里面有一个非常喜欢 challenge 别人的人。
When I was had my previous job, someone in my colleague really liked to challenge someone.
我每次开会的时候，他是个 tester, 他是一个测试人员。但是他会 challenge 我的 design, 他会 challenge 开发人员的代码。
And this person, the tester, is always challenged my design and challenge colleagues in at work.
我们整个 team 的人都不喜欢他。
So not many people like him at all in our team.
当然老板喜欢他。
But the boss really like him.
所以有的时候我们会在背后说他的坏话。
So a lot of time we're just speaking about him behind him.
我开始说的时候心里也很爽。
So a lot of time we tell things bad about him, I was really happy.
因为开会的时候老板在。
Because when we're meeting, the boss will be present.
Performance review 的时候我很想给他写几句。
So when we have a performance review, I'd like to write some comments about him.
但是那个时候圣灵在我里面说你是爱他吗？
And the Spirit will remind me, do you love him?
当然我们在 performance 上 review 的时候反映他真实的表现不能说是不爱他。
Well, and during the performance review, we actually represent truly what he is. It doesn't mean that we don't love him.
但是我的动机是什么？
But what is really my motive?
我的动机是因为我不喜欢他，所以我想多写几句坏话，从而让他 promotion 的速度比我慢。
So because I don't like him, so I don't write something on his performance review, so he will not get promoted better than me.
还是我真爱他，我希望他看到这些话。知道他的软弱，知道他怎样做可以让他的职业生涯走得更好。
Oh, I will get really a true evaluation for him so he can correct us and continue move forward with a successful career with those corrections.
所以可能我们是做同样的事，但是神看重我们的内心。
Even though we're all doing the same thing, but what's more important is our hearts and our attitude.
所以我们回到这段经文，雅各说。如果听道而不行道，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
And just like this verse recorded, do not merely listen to the words. If you do that, if you you just look at your face in the mirror, and after looking at himself, go away and immediately forget what he looks like.
所以我刚才讲到说，很多时候我们照了镜子，我们以为自己在镜子当中看起来不错，因为我们照。我们看镜子的时候，不是在看自己，而是在看自己大脑当中的知识。
Well, a lot of time we look in the mirror is really not examine ourselves. As a fact, we examine our head knowledge.
我们以为自己可以做到。
We're thinking about we can do things, when we look in the mirror.
其实我们压根儿没去做过。
But you know, it's just head knowledge. We have never put things in practice.
有个很过时的笑话，我想很多大陆来的人可能听过。
This is a very old joke I want to share with you.
这是讲央视的记者采访一个农民。
There was a reporter that was interviewing a farmer.
记者说：“大伯，如果你有十亩地，你愿意把你收成的一半献给党吗
？”He asked his farmer, "Say, sir, if you have 10 acres land, do you want to give half to the party, the Communism Party?"
大伯说：“我愿意。”
And he answered, "Yes, I will."
记者说：“如果你有两幢别墅，你愿意捐一幢给党吗
？”So if you have a two cottage, do you want to give one to the party?
大伯说：“愿意。”
And he said, "Yes, I will."
记者说：“如果你有两台车呢
？”And then he would ask, "If you have two cars?"
大伯说：“愿意。”
Yes, I want. I'm willing.
记者说：“如果你中了100万元的巨奖呢
？”And then if you say, "If you have won $100,000," lottery, would you give some back to the party?
大伯还是说愿意。
And he said yes.
记者最后说，如果你有两头牛呢
？What about you have two cows?
怎么样？他说不愿意。
And he said no.
记者说，为什么田、别墅、轿车和巨奖你都愿意，一头牛反而不愿意
And the reporter said, you now, before that, you have so many land and houses and all of those, you're willing to share, but why you're not giving share the cows?
那大伯说什么?
And what did he answer?
他说我真的有两头牛。
So, what I really have is two cows.
当然这是一个笑话。
This is a joke.
但是我在身边有很多基督教的版本。
But in reality, there's a lot of such a reflection among in Christian.
我听到一些弟兄姐妹说，我退休了以后，我愿意完全的把时间拿出来服侍给教会。
A lot of friends want to share that after they retire, they want to become full-time minister.
也有很多基督徒表示，如果我失业了，但是我还没找到下一份工作，我中间有个等待的时间。 我要用这个时间出去短宣，去服侍更多的人。
So when also brothers and sisters sharing that if they've been laid off and if I have some time, then I can do a short-term ministry to serve the Lord.
但是呢，过国庆节有七天假期，问大家谁愿意去服侍街头穷人的时候，应者寥寥。Then
when there's a national holiday, if you're 1 week of vacation and it was asked, "Would you want to go out and serve the poor?" Then not many people will answer that.
再更进一步说,
Furthermore,
就这个礼拜,
at this coming week,
谁愿意拿出周三的晚上来到教会来祷告呢?
And then who willing to come to this Wednesday's prayer meeting?
因为将来退休的日子还早着,
because the retirement is still far, far away.
现在这份工作丢掉的可能性也不大,
and losing job, the opportunity of losing that also is not it's not really true.
礼拜三就在眼前。
And then Wednesday is coming very quickly.
所以这个情况就好像 雅各书里这个耶稣这个比喻所说的。
It's just like what's described in the book of James.
有些事情是你所知道的。
Some things you know.
你也以为自己可以去做。
And you also believe you can do it and put it in practice.
其实从来没有做过。
But you have never done it.
你不过是假设自己能够做到，把假设当做了事实。
But you only assume you can do it, and that assumption become what you think is a fact.
所以雅各在这里讲，知道和实际行动有很大的差距。
So James described it: what you know is different than what your actions are.
听道和行道中间有一个桥梁。
So listen to the words and put the words in practice. There's a gap or bridge in between.
这个桥梁就是我们的态度和心智。And
the bridge in between is our minds and our attitude.
昨天晚上在小组当中，也我们也谈到说，怎样明白神会不会透过一些特殊的渠道对我们说话。A
lot yesterday's fellowship meeting, we were discussing whether God will use a special channel to communicate with us.
就像在天上有大光照到保罗。
Just like Paul has the experience of a bright light shed upon him. A lot of times we would like to have that kind of experience.
分享给别人很酷。
So it's really wonderful we can share this with other people.
问题在于如果我们没有遵循神旨意的态度, 神何必把他的旨意告诉我们?
So the question is, if we don't have an attitude to follow God's word, why would God want to share with us what he wants us to know?
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友,
so brothers and sisters,
刚才我们在雅各书里面看到三种人。
So in James, we find out there's three different kind of people.
一种是照镜子的人，一种是照了镜子，一种是不照镜子的人，一种是照了镜子又改变的人，还有一种是照了镜子就走掉的人。
One is the people doesn't need one to look in the mirror, and some of the people look in the mirror and they can make some correction themselves. And the third is the look in the mirror and go away.
虽然我数学不是很好，但是我相信这三种人已经构成一个全集。
And I know that even though math doesn't describe all of those, but this is really the full picture.
那么你是哪一种人呢?
So in what group do you belong to?
可能在我们当中有不照镜子的人。
Maybe among us, there's people doesn't even look in the mirror.
那我首先盼望你多来教会，多认识圣经，多照镜子，多认识神眼中的自己。
So I like really encourage you to come to the church to understand what Bible says and to be able to examine yourself in the mirror.
我们当中也有照了镜子就走掉的人。
We also have people that look in the mirror and go away.
就像耶稣所说那个把房子建造在沙土上的人。
Just like what Jesus described, the person who built the house on sand.
我盼望你知道说这不光是我现在做的好不好的问题，这是关乎我们永生的问题。
I hope you understand this is really not whether you're doing well or not at this present time. This is relating to the eternity.
如果我们以为自己进了天堂，等到来到耶稣面前的时候，他说我不认识你，这是一个最大的悲剧。
So if you think you are already in the kingdom, but what if you come to meet up with Jesus and he said he did not know you? That will be pretty dreadful.
我盼望每一个人，当我们听到的时候，当我们查经的时候，当我们研读圣经的时候，我们对神话语的态度是立即遵行的态度。
So I hope everybody, when they study the Bible and all in the fellowship meeting, that you can really put in practice God's words right away.
让我们祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
主，我们感谢你用这样的一个比喻来描述我们的现实。
Lord, we thank you for using this parable to describe the reality of us as Christians.
的确，我们很多时候，当我们读你话语的时候。是一个好奇的态度，而不是一个遵行的态度。
Lord, that we know that a lot of time we're full of curiosity to study your words, but not just with a simple mind to follow your words.
主，求你的灵帮助我们悔改。
Lord, help us that we can repent.
求主让我们把你的权柄放在我们自己之上。
That we know we like to put your authority in above everything we have.
求你让我们看到我们真实的相貌如何。
That we can really see ourselves truthfully.
不要让我们用自己的知识和假设来欺骗自己。
That we not be deceived by the assumption and the knowledge we have.
我承认我们常常软弱。
Lord, we admitted that sometimes, at times we are weak.
求你使你的话语今天所 讲到的经文留在我们的脑海中。
We pray that your words will be in our hearts today.
求你天天帮助我们。
Continue to help us every day.
做诚实无伪的人。
So we can become a honest person.
这样祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
下面是唱回应诗的时候，我们来一起唱红色诗歌版的322首。Now is response time. We'll sing the song number 322 in the red hymn book, on the blue hymn book 343. We'll sing the first two parts.我们只唱第一和二部分。 下面我们请二次 benediction 我们一起起立接受神的从上来的祝福。谢谢。
愿天父上帝的慈爱，圣子耶稣基督的救恩，圣灵保惠师的同在，祝福我们每一个人。当我们离开的时候，我们把平安的福音带给我们身边的人，带到我们的家庭当中。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
下面是欢迎和报告的时间。
Now is the time for welcoming and announcement.
我们还是首先欢迎第一次来参加我们教会崇拜的。如果你是第一次来这里敬拜，请你起立，简单的介绍你自己。
I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome whoever come here to worship with us together for the very first time. If you will, would you stand up and introduce yourself?
然后从我的左手边这边看有没有任何人。
Anyone on the left-hand side?
我的右手边这边有没有人？
She's the wife of the speaker today. We'll welcome you.
欢迎你啊。第二下是我们四月份有好多比较重要的活动列在这个布洛克报纸上。那么我没有打算每一下都读出来，请大家详细留看，特别是那个留出时间参与这样的重要的 event。
Second announcement, we have quite a few events, as you've probably seen from bulletin, in the month of April. So I'm not going to go through details in those. It's all in your bulletin, the 8th, the 15th, 22nd, and 29th.
请大家务必安排时间参与这样的事件。
So I'd like to book your calendar so you can participate in all those important events at church.
第三项我们还是在四月份有两次church-wide special event 这个聚会。
And on the 6th and 13th, we have special gathering, both Friday night.
给大家如果能够参加的话，来前来踊跃参加。
So, as on the bulletin, please book your calendars again to participate in those events.
第四项也是最后一项，我们在寻求同工，寻求要割草的一人和清理的两人，每月一次，请有时间或是有这种感动的与介入联系。
The fourth announcement is we currently have three vacancies in co-workers at church. Two is for the yard for lawn mowing, and one for lawn mowing, and two for cleaning the church in a sanctuary. So if you're willing, please contact Jerry.
好，今天的报告事项是这么多，还有没有附加的
？Anything else to be announced?
如果没有的话，我们就结束今天的崇拜，默祷和散会。
That's many.